Let me read this to you. I'll share some things, and then we'll take up the offering at the end and do the announcements at the end. All right? We don't have to just follow what we do. All right? Okay? Is that all right? All right. Okay. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by. Jesus came specifically to be baptized. He came in this occasion. He came to the Jordan to be baptized. Many people say, well, I don't need to be baptized. I'm old now. Jesus was old. And he came to the Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. Are you coming to me to be baptized? But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Baptism is a very vital part of our salvation and being a disciple of Jesus Christ. There are several baptisms in the Bible, and in fact there's about seven altogether. Baptisms. And baptism is a foundational doctrine of the Christian faith. The Bible says repentance from dead works, faith towards God, and then baptisms. It's plural. The baptism of John is not Christian baptism, but John baptized. He baptized people having repented of their sin and confessing their sins. But John did not baptize in any particular name. John just baptized, and it's a bridge that bridged the Old and the New Testament. The people came to John in the River Jordan to be baptized, having repented and confessing their sins, and John will baptize them. Baptize is not an English word. We use it as an English word, but baptism, baptizo, is actually Greek. And they translated that from direct from Greek to the English, and we have our word baptize, which is not actually an English word. Most words in English are not English words. It's a bastard language. It borrows words from every other language. I just thought I'd let you know that. The word tattoo is not English. The word tattoo is Samoan. It's called tatau. So you have the word tattoo, and everybody in the whole planet is now having a tattoo. And they have little stuff, excuse me, in their arms and their legs, and some of them have the whole pair. But the word tattoo is not actually English. It came from our country. So you can thank us for that word. But that does not give you a license to have a tattoo, but hallelujah. Are you okay? I won't talk about that. But baptism means to immerse or to dip. When Jesus put his hand in the bowl at the Last Supper and said, the man that dips his finger, his sop into the bowl with me is going to betray me. It has to do with the best translation is what is used by the Maori ladies, where they dip flax into a dye to change the color of the flax. That is baptism. It's where you pickle the onion. That's baptism. The onion will never go back to its original stage, and the flax will never go back to its original stage. In the East, it's the ladies that dip the cloth into the dye, and the cloth will never return to its original stage. That's baptism. You are dipped into the waters of baptism, and you walk in newness of life. And the thing is, you must never go back. It'll be very difficult to go back to where you come from. Hallelujah. There is no salvation without baptism. That does not mean that you have to be baptized to be saved, like some people say. You can be saved, go to heaven, even if you don't get baptized. But it'll be terrible if you turn up to heaven and you say, God, I obeyed everything, I'm here, but I didn't want to obey you in baptism. And so when we come to Jesus, he came to John. Now, there are two prerequisites for baptism, repentance and faith. You repent from your sins, you repent from dead works, you put your faith in Jesus Christ, and then you get baptized. If you get baptized without repentance and faith, all you do is get wet. You might as well go dip yourself in a Wiritua lake. That doesn't mean you can't be baptized in the lake, but there are two prerequisites for baptism, repentance and faith towards God. So Jesus now comes to be baptized, and there's only one thing different. And Jesus, it's lovely, it explains it even this morning. Everyone that came to be baptized by John had to repent and confess their sins. Jesus came to John to be baptized, but Jesus did not have any sin. He didn't have to confess any sin. Jesus is God. Jesus is the Son of the living God. And Jesus is already righteous and perfect. Hallelujah. But he came to be baptized, and he said, in this manner, in what manner? In the manner of his baptism. And he did it as an example for you and I to follow his footsteps. You can't say, I want to go to God's heaven, but I don't want to follow his footsteps. His blood is enough to cleanse me, but I don't want to be baptized. That's very, very, I was going to say something else, but I better not. Hallelujah. Are you okay? So Jesus is the only person that John baptized that was different from everybody else that John baptized. Because everybody else had to repent from their sin and confess their sin. Jesus did not have to repent from anything. But he says, in this manner, in the manner of my baptism, let us fulfill or complete the righteousness of God. In this manner. Now, Jesus did not say, in this manner, I was baptized as a baby. Are you okay? He was baptized when he was 30 years old. So he actually was an adult in this manner. And when he was baptized, there was no water sprinkled on him. You can't dip dye in a sprinkling of water. You can't dip cloth in a sprinkling of water, can you? So what we do as babies is not baptism, even though some denominations use it as baptism. We preach the Bible, not denominations, in this manner. Now, if Jesus was completely immersed, and the Bible says he came out when he was baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water. He came out of the water. Hallelujah. And regardless of anybody's doctrine or trying to, the fact is, Jesus got immersed. That's the meaning of the word. Hallelujah. So in this manner, he was baptized as a righteous man. The reason you repent and have faith in God is because you don't baptize unrighteous people. You baptize people that have already repented and put their faith in God. And because they have faith in God, God said to Abraham, Abraham believed God and God accounted it to him as righteousness. So you only baptize righteous people in Christian baptism. So Christ was baptized a righteous person. And you were baptized a righteous person. But the righteousness is not complete until baptism is finished. Are you all right? Is this okay? Hallelujah. Have a look at 1 Peter chapter 2. First Peter 2. Verse 21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Not only follow the steps of Christ in suffering, but follow the steps of Christ in obedience. So Christ, who did not have to be baptized, got baptized as an example for you and I, that you who are his disciples must follow his footsteps. Hallelujah. Jesus said, go into the whole world and preach the gospel and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And behold, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. You and I are commanded to preach the gospel and baptize people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Are you okay? So, Andrew, this morning, we baptize you into the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you're not baptized into a church. You're not baptized into the Catholic Church. I mean by that not the Roman Catholic Church, but the Catholic Church is the world church worldwide. You're not baptized into the church. You're baptized into Christ in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So when Moses came, the people were baptized into Moses. Are you all right? I have to be careful one of these days, because one of these days somebody will probably throw something at me. And I said something in Sydney. We spoke at a conference last week, and I said a lot of things in the book of Job are wrong. So, and then I forgot to qualify it. And so I'll qualify it for you. You know, all the counsel his friends gave him. You know what God said? Your counsel was wrong. Most of the book is full of their counsel. Well, are you all right? Now, it's truly stated. It's true. It's true. That's what happened. It's stated truly. But some of what they said is not correct. Let me give you one example that will ease your mind. Even Job said something. You know what he said? I came naked from my mother's womb. I'm going back naked to my mother's womb. He's not going back to his mother's womb. But it's truly stated. That's what's written. But what he said was, are you all right? Am I forgiven now? All right. Hallelujah. Where were we in our study? All right. Have a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Moreover, brethren, that's the name of a brethren church. Don't tell the brethren I said that. All right. I spoke at a brethren conference a few weeks back and they really liked me. So, moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the cloud and through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. The people that came from Egypt had to go through a baptism, but the head of the nation was Moses. And when Moses went into the Red Sea, the Bible says that was a baptism. And because the head of the nation went to the Red Sea, the rest of the nation went into the Red Sea. And they were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. So whatever happened to Moses happened to the nation. Now Moses survived the Red Sea and the rest of the nation survived the Red Sea. But the Bible says that was a baptism. Moses going in as the head of the nation and the rest of the nation going in. They were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And what Pastor Andrew did this morning, that's what Paul said. You're baptized into Christ. You're not baptized into the Assemblies of God or the Apostolic Church or the Catholic Church or the Presbyterian Church or the Anglican Church. You're baptized into Christ, the head of the church. And if the head of the church went into the waters, who do you think you are? That you can't say, I want to belong to his church, but I'll do my own thing. Well, bless your darling heart and stupid head. You're baptized into Moses. You're baptized into Christ. Hallelujah. So that you will know what it is to be a follower, a disciple, a part of the body of Christ, which is his church. Hallelujah. Are you okay? Is this all right? Well, baptism is a fantastic thing. The Bible says in the book of Peter, 1 Peter 3, that Noah came out of the waters, which is a type of baptism. So Noah got baptized. His whole boat got baptized. You all right? And then it tells us, because of some of the mocking statements of people that speak out of lack of knowledge, and Peter said, baptism is not the washing of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience to God. And then he gave Noah as an example. A man coming through the waters of baptism and lived to glorify God. Hallelujah. Now, people say, well, how can you immerse? Well, the whole boat was immersed. It's never rained like that before, and it's never rained like that since. All right? You got a boat in the backyard about 3 rugby fields in length. How are you going to get that to the waters? And what kind of rain will cause a boat like that to float? And the Bible says God opens the windows of the heavens, and God opens the seals of the deep. So water came up and water came down. And in the middle of this boat began to lift. And when the rain subsided, the boat was on the top of the water. Between death and the boat was water. Between the old life and the newness of life is water. When they came from Egypt, they came to the Red Sea, baptized into Moses in the sea. They came out the other side, Egypt on that side. They in the wilderness on this side. Between Egypt and them was water. So baptism is a vital part of our faith. Now, why do you get baptized as an adult? Because a baby can't repent. Have you ever seen a baby? Oh, I repent of my sins. No, a baby can't repent. And a baby can't have faith. You say, well, the Bible says the faith of a little child. Hello? That's true. It's trust, leaning, knowing. There comes a point where your faith is not just trusting and leaning. Your faith is trust and leaning and choosing. Now, there's a big difference between righteousness and innocence. The child is innocent, but not righteous. Until he has to make a decision when he comes of age and he has to make a decision, hello, then he's no longer innocent. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Righteousness is when you're faced with things that are wrong and you choose then by faith to trust God, and that is righteousness. Innocence. Hello? And innocency and righteousness are not the same. Are you okay? You make me nervous. So a child growing up has perfect faith because of the innocency of their trust. But when they don't do that, Johnny, who ate the cookie? I didn't eat one. There's only one left. That's the one I didn't eat. How did I? That was quick. Hey. I think, what did he say, Mr. Townsend?
That kid's
going to
be a politician.
He's going to be a politician. I was talking to a journalist, and he's a political journalist, and he was funny. He's a lovely man of God. And he said, being a politician is an amazing thing to me. He said, they'll look at you in the face and they'll talk to you. But most of what they're saying is not correct. He's a political journalist. I mean, he advises certain politicians in government, and he was funny. But hallelujah. But they were baptized into Moses the same way we are baptized into Christ. Now, in the Old Testament, there was baptism. In the New Testament, there's baptism. And when you have the chance and the opportunity, if you're not baptized, get baptized. We had a pastor come here with his wife, and he's gone on home now to be with the Lord. His wife's still alive, but they came here, and I spoke on baptism, and his wife has never been baptized. So the following Sunday, there was a baptismal service, and we were in Auckland speaking, and we came and said, oh, we had a great baptism. I said, who got baptized? So-and-so's wife. I said, she's been saved for years. Her husband's a pastor. So she just found out and discovered that she needed to be baptized. If you're going to follow the example of Christ, then you need baptism. You need to be baptized. Hallelujah.